Wilson, he was out at Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Matty. It was quite pleasant out at Caulfield. All the rain had passed over and some good horses going around in a few jump outs as well.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the highlights from this morning, and we'll go through these stable by stable. Where would you like to start?
Oh, Brendan McCarthy, I think, is desperate to get Mert the Flirt onto a racetrack, Nadia, and he was scratched on Sunday from the Bletchingley Stakes as a late scratching due to the downgrading of the track, and obviously didn't get to run the week before, so he's almost bursting at the seams to get him on the racetrack come this Saturday. He's nominated for a couple of races, the Benchmark 90 handicap over the 1,000 and also the Group 3 Ori Star. I'm suggesting he would go to the Group 3. That was the level he was looking to run in on the weekend, so there's no reason why he wouldn't. And his work was fairly stylish this morning on the steeple grass, running even time just over the 1,000 metres and quickened up at the 600-metre mark, running home the last 400 in 24.5. He's in great order, and look, I'm sure he's going to be full of beans come Saturday.
Okay, so that's Mert the Flirt. He's also got a couple that are likely to head over to Adelaide.
Yes, Petite Reward is likely to go around over there on the weekend. I believe it's going to go into the James Bogues Premium Handicap over the 1,000. Look, it's only a tiny mare in stature, but very consistent, and she works worked very well over 800 metres this morning on the steeple, just in a maintenance gallop more than anything in 54, and came home the last 400 in 25 on the bit, and I'd expect Petite Reward to be full of running. If she can get a nice couple of sectionals out in front at Morpheville Park, so she's proven that Mooney Valley she can run away and keep running, so she could be one to follow going over the border. Shavuma will also likely go across in the Adelaide Galvanising Handicap over the 1250. And it just had a quiet morning this morning. Ran about 8 days ago at Pakenham Synthetic and wasn't too far away on a softish sort of track there. So I'd expect Shavuma to come along and run impressively. He has a pretty good record, and its fourth last start was full of promise for a much better run again over there in Adelaide.
Andrew Noblett, he's got a decision to make on which way he goes with Seattle Boom, either Saturday to Flemington or Bendigo Sunday?
Yes, nominated to run at Flemington on Saturday, and I'd expect that Seattle Boom will run well. Nominated for the 1,000-metre race at the Benchmark 90 level, and he's not sure because last start had that really strong run on pace into that gale force wind at Caulfield, and was one of the few that was up towards the front that stuck on reasonably well. So the rest all punctured and went right out the back, where Seattle Boom stuck on and held on for a reasonable sixth or seventh spot in that race. So I'd expect the horse to run well. Worked very nicely on the steeple grass, going the reverse way in 51.5 this morning, and ran home the last 400 in 24 with his last 200 in 12 seconds flat. So Andrew's just deciding whether he'll go there or head to Bendigo on Sunday, but we'll see how the horse pulls up this morning and then go from there, Nadia.
And what about Henry Dwyer? Does Swampland line up on the weekend?
Yes, nominated for multiple races at Flemington and Rose Hill over the weekend. The mare's been only outside the first four in the placings once this preparation and has won its past two starts. Had a more of a maintenance gallop than anything this morning over 1,000 metres, just working evens and quickened slightly the last 400 to run home in 24. Was on the bit and looked in pretty good condition. And speaking to Colin Scott, who was overlooking the work for Henry this morning, the horse will probably run around at Flemington. Whether it's in the mare's race over the 1,400 metres or again go around at the Benchmark 70 over the 1,400, he's yet to decide. So either way, the horse is in terrific form, and I'd expect the horse to be running very strongly once again, Swampland.
And what's John Sadler likely to have run on the weekend?
He's got a very promising horse who won on debut not long ago, a couple of weeks back at Sandown, called Brahmos. It worked very impressively over 1,200 metres on the steeple grass in a minute 19. Home the last 600 metres in 37.5 on a reasonably soft track. The gelding looks in terrific order, and by smart missile, and as I said, was very impressive on debut at Sandown, and his work going into Saturday was equally as impressive. So Brahmos will go around in the benchmark 70 handicap over the 1400, and John's very buoyant about it, and he was also happy with the way Charmed Harmony's pulled up after running a nice fourth in the Bletchingley on Sunday.
Okay, so there's a couple of ticks there for the stable. Kieran Maher, is he going to have much representation at Flemington?
He's got a few nominated, Nadia, but it looks to be likely that Capset will be one of only two runners, probably, for Kieran on Saturday. The other is Duke of Ellington, who worked down at Warrnambool this morning. Just did some nice work down there. Well, Capset was extremely impressive, actually. Went around 800 metres in 50.9 on the steeple grass the reverse way, and was super impressive the last 400, running home in 23.2 and hit the line full of running. So Kieran was very buoyant about Capset and the way the horses hit the line this morning, and he's fairly confident that Capset will run well. He's nominated also to run in Adelaide, but I believe that the horse will stay here and run at Flemington on Saturday in the benchmark 84 over 1700.
Okay, that's Capset may stay home. John Salinitri's going to have Sheer Madness go around?
Yes, in pretty good order. Was not too bad a run last start, and looks fairly good. Had a solid gallop over 1,000 metres and quickened from the 800 to run the last 800 in 52. Came home the last 400 metres in 23.8 and looked in great condition. I think you'll see an improved performance once again from Sheer Madness, and was John's representative in the Blue Diamond earlier this year. So has a bit of ability, Sheer Madness, and hopefully she can put it all together on the track on Saturday at Flemington.
And also Nick Ryan's going to take removal over to Adelaide?
Yeah, this is a horse that's been extremely consistent, and the gelding worked quite nicely in more of a maintenance gallop than anything else. Just worked on the steeple grass in 55. Cruised home the last 400 in 25, and I think he's a real chance. He's been super competitive and not far away from some pretty good horses in recent runs. He is also in the nominations for Bendigo, but speaking to Nick this morning, he's more than happy to head across the border and is likely to take that option, Nadia.
Okay, and what about a few that went around in some jump outs this morning, because there were some big names who are likely to kick off their spring campaign shortly?
Yeah, there were a number of terrific horses having a run around this morning in the jump out on the course proper from the 2,000 metre mark to the 1,200, 800 up the hill there at Caulfield up the back, and there was Oak Door, The Answer My Friend. They were in the first two jump outs. Oak Door was very impressive and looked in terrific order, while The Answer My Friend looked an absolute picture of health. Noel Callow came along and jumped on the back of The Answer My Friend, and it had a nice hit out just in its first jump out for its preparation. Devil's Pinch for Colin Little was extremely impressive in its jump out this morning, and I'd be taking a close eye on where it starts, because it ran good time up the back hill there. A couple of others that were impressive were Jukebox, who is likely to head across to the Vane Stakes when it kicks off its campaign. And Merchant Navy was another for Kieran that is going to head towards either the McNeil or the Roses in Sydney to begin its preparation. They both had jump outs, Jukebox in jump out three and Merchant Navy in jump out five. I'd expect them to run very well, and they're still building quite nicely, and Jukebox looked pretty good. Hopefully he can run up to that form that he showed as a two-year-old, and was a little bit luckless in the fact that he had to cut his preparation short due to a few minor mishaps. Aside from those, Nadia, I think that Blondie is one to follow. Speaking to Brendan this morning, he just had a second jump out in a week, was just soft, couldn't resist the fact that it was on the course proper, and the speedy galloper will probably head to the Quizette Stakes to kick off its campaign in the next few weeks.
Lot to look forward to. So who are the key ones we can make some money out of, Rob?
I think Seattle Boone's definitely one to follow. If it pulls up well from track work this morning, it should be very competitive. I think Mert the Flirt gets its chance at Flemington in the Ori Star if it goes there. Capset was exceptional work this morning. I'd expect him to run well. And I think Brahmos and Sheer Madness are a couple of others that could go well on the weekend, Nadia. Ones to follow from the jump outs, definitely Devil's Pinch. And I'd expect Eight Daughter to run very well wherever it goes next start.
Outstanding. We'll talk throughout the week. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.